And it's time to start. And it's Yasmin's mom, James Jacob Tart. And something else, your rhymes, I'm still to fart my balls.
Oh, I'm choking.
Oh my goodness.
Hey man.
Wait, do it again. I talked over your no.
We got a clean one.
Hello and
we'll
welcome.
We'll put it in post. I clipped already.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another episode of How Sadness, the podcast.
Oh, boy.
starting strong as usual with the monks, you guys. Spotty Face. I should, maybe I'll start.
Wait, I gotta, that's the name of their, Spotty Face?
That's the name of the song.
Oh, that's weird.
The name of the album is Bad Habits.
I guess it's better than Potty Face. I thought it was Potty Face and you're just saying it weird.
Oh, no. Yeah. Spotty Face.
I guess Potty Face isn't good either.
Yeah.
She's got a face for potty.
Just taking a shit on somebody's face.
Yeah.
Ooh, old Potty Face over there.
Dude, my fucking, at my grandparents, is this me? I feel like I'm a little hot right
high?
Now. Yeah.
You hot?
Yeah.
Feeling hot?
Yes.
I feel like I can't fucking keep going.
At my grandparents' house, in their basement, they have a toilet, and like the toilet lid has this giant ass owl, and like in the dark, I think it's like glow in the dark maybe, and like it's the back of the lid, like so when it's up, like all you can like see when you go to the like downstairs, like in like into the toilet, because it's not like a finished bathroom or anything, it's just a toilet in the middle of a room. You just see these two giant owl eyes, and it's always just fucking creepy. And I don't know why that potty face made me think of that. Just that owl.
It's
just
the like, face in the potty room.
Yeah. Who's got a poo?
Who? Yeah. It's just poo. Like,
yeah.
poo.
Yeah.
A couple of pooters.
Oh, yeah.
Do I sound...
Booters.
Do I sound... I sound like fuzzy?
No, you sound good.
All right, you guys. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
It's just starting a little off. I just had to clear my throat a little bit there. Sorry. Yeah. You guys, we're back. It's us again. And, you know, hey, guess what? It's me, Jacob Alan Kuban.
Uh-oh.
And with me, as always,
is the one, the only, the Underwear Taker!
It's me, Casey. Man, I feel like a woman.
Stoddard. that shouldn't have made me laugh even though I knew it was coming to.
Yeah, I just like the dramatic pause, like, man.
Man, I feel like a woman. I feel like a woman.
Yeah. Feeling really womany right now. I'm
trying to think of what scenario feminine you'd be in where it'd be like that. Man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah. I don't know. When we're wearing dresses,
drop a hatchet on your cock.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There we go. Yeah. Oh man. I think it'd be a little more urgent.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You'd be like
hey, you bitch.
Yeah. She's the one who dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That'd be closer to it, I think.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, you guys.
Cord right there. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so what do we got? What's been happening? What's been crappening?
Yeah. I realized before leading up that we didn't talk about this.
Oh yeah. So was the last one that we talked about?
I think it was Halloween.
We were able to talk about the Halloween parties we went to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. We had Melissa in town. We didn't.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. Her. We did. I mean, so
former guest.
So yeah, I talked about Melissa in a story last week.
Yeah, yeah.
That she was actually going to be in town. Because what did we recorded? Whatever, it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Yeah,
remember.
We had my good friend Melissa was in town and
Etheridge.
Yeah, Melissa Etheridge. She was in town and she the one that the songs on the really sad like dog commercials and shit.
Oh no,
Melissa Etheridge, right?
Melissa Etheridge is. Come through my window, like Dawson's Creek shit.
Peter Pan. Come through my window, because he'd like fly through your window and then take you to Neverland.
Right, yeah,
take me to Neverland.
Sarah McLachlan's
McLachlan.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
She's a sad lady. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who's that?
Yeah, I know. She just keeps singing this.
You can do it. Cut his fucking head off.
You think she'd get a new hit by now?
That's the one she followed up. Yeah, that's what she followed up with after all the dog stuff.
Yeah, she's done a complete 180. She hates animals now.
Yeah, one of them bit her, and she was just like,
"You old fat bitch."
That works too for dogs. Yeah.
my ass.
But yeah, she was in town and for a little birthday weekend, celebration weekend. It was Hitler's birthday this weekend, and so we were all getting together to celebrate. It's kind of a it's a tradition with Melissa and I, and yeah, it was fucking fun. That's why, is because it was crazy. I rarely have plans ever.
Yeah.
And Melissa hits me up last minute and says she's going to fly out the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I had plans to hang out with my buddy Matt. And our buddy Matt, we're both friends with him, I guess.
Yeah, he kind of likes me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He tolerates you.
Yeah. And, I give him hot dogs.
Yeah, that is
veggie
true.
Veggie dogs.
And so so then I changed plans where I went out to Irvine to hang out with him on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
which was really great. I went out there after work. Got some beers, we got some food, and I got to watch him play Red Dead Redemption 2
Ooh.
For a while. So I got to see him, you know, outlaw and cowboy around a bit and get all this fancy garb and accidentally shoot people a bunch. He was still figuring out the controls, so he'd just be hanging out and he would just shoot somebody and yeah.
Ah, oh, shit.
It was neat. I enjoy doing that, and it's hard to like convince people of that are playing that you enjoy just watching.
Oh yeah.
But I'm totally cool with just fucking drinking beer and watching someone play a video game. It's it's like watching a movie with somebody, but you get to yell at shit they're yelling at.
Yeah, that's true.
And they had two dogs. There were two dogs and a cat there, and they were fucking awesome. So yeah. I got to spend some quality time with some pets. Yeah. And they also had a fucking...
House-sitting, right?
Yeah, he was house-sitting. And yeah, I wish this was his fucking house. I'd be out there all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
These buddies of his that he's house-sitting for, they have this fucking dope-ass backyard with this... built-in pool that's just like big enough to have fun in. Mm-hmm. They had a little water slide and shit built into like the rocks, and then they had a jacuzzi. So we hung out long enough for us both to get a little loosey goosey, you know. And we were feeling a little. And so we grabbed some drinks and we, you know, yeah, and we headed out to the jacuzzi. And it was fucking awesome. We hung out. We haven't seen each other in a while. So we kind of caught up and talked about like some adult shit, you know, like how to wipe a baby's ass. And oh, yeah,
sure.
No, like job stuff and future shit like that. But then also we got silly as well. And I was doing that hop back where you hop back and forth between the hot jacuzzi and the cold pool.
Yeah,
dude, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
There's not many better feelings. Yeah, I'll compare it to coming.
Giving your balls a workout.
Hey, just,
hey, yeah. Getting it tight. Keeping it tight. Yeah.
Do some sit-ups.
Yeah, loosey-goosey. Now it's cold and, I don't know, sprucey.
Sprucey. Like sprucey is good. I like that. Yeah.
I'll allow it.
It's the judges, and they'll allow it.
Yeah.
it was great. And then I went and picked Melissa up, and then we had a fucking buck wild weekend.
Yeah, you guys made a friend.
Oh yeah,
Barney's a good place to make a friend.
That was really cool. So Melissa's in town. We go pretty hard the first night, and as usual, just drinking a lot and having fun and laughing and shit. And where the fuck did we go the first night? Did we just went to Dark Room, right? Did we? Fuck me.
I don't even remember. Was I involved?
Did you met up with us at Dark Room? Yes, after you were out of work. Yep, we were at Dark Room.
Yeah, we went to Dark Room.
And then we all came back here after. Yeah. And then the next day, we kind of wanted to get going and start the day early and start kind of day drinking. And so we went to Barney's and we got some fried pickles and I got the pastrami sliders, which is what I always get. And we started getting pitchers and our waiter, Ricardo. This dude was like one of the bubbliest, like nicest fucking dudes I've met in a long time. And he was just getting us laughing and we were getting him laughing and we were all just having a real good time. And it was one of those points where it wasn't super busy. And also Barney's, those cats kind of they take their time anyways.
Yeah, they do.
But he was hanging out by us like bullshitting and stuff. So it was a lot of fun. I was talking to Melissa the whole way through and I was like, I don't know how to ask someone to be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels like I'm not good at hitting on people even.
Yeah.
But it's even harder to be like, you want to be buds than it is to be like, hey, you want to fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
so,
I agree.
So I opened with, do you want to fuck?
Yeah.
And then I was like, JK, LOL, let's just be besties.
Yeah.
And he was like, too late. And then he fucked me.
Oh no.
But he was like, real bad lay.
Yeah.
He's like, sloppy, dry ass this guy's got, which is a... which is what is that fucking word I'm looking for? Where it's like jumbo shrimp.
Oh, oxymoron.
Oxymoron. Yeah, that's my ass.
Yeah,
it's just an oxymoron. Dry sloppy dry ass. Yeah. So he's like, we best just be friends, or else I'm gonna chafe my dick up, fucking you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Ricky.
He's always saying crazy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Or speak for yourself, moron.
He did, however, when he came in my ass, he yelled, Lucy, I'm home. Yeah. I was like, well played.
Yeah.
And then somehow, even with cum in it, it dried it right up.
Mm.
Yeah. Spongy.
Yeah.
I legit just asked him. I was like, yo, do you have people all the time saying they want to be your friend? And he's like, oh, not really. I was like, okay, well, I do. We're going to go out to a bar later. She's in town visiting. We're going to get fucking buck wild. Do you want to come hang out? And he's like, fuck yeah, that'd be awesome. He like just moved here 3 months ago or so. And so yeah, he came out with us to the bar. And so all four of us are there. And one of my new friends is there as well. And it was fucking awesome. It was a really, really great night.
Yeah, we're all just shooting the shit and
shooting,
flicking clits.
Oh yeah. I got a feeling.
That's it.
I just had a good feel. I just had a feel. I had feelings. I was catching feelings all over the place.
Yeah. No, it was a fun time.
Yeah, and it was cool. So now we have a new friend, and I gotta hit him up.
Yeah,
I gotta hit him up again. I haven't hit him up in like a week, but he was just a total sweetheart. And I think we kind of knocked ourselves on the ass with that Saturday night. So then we kind of hung out Sunday and Monday here,
You know,
drank some more and slept, drank, slept, take out.
Yeah.
You know,
Chinese food.
Yeah. We had some sushi the day she left. It was fun. I had a really, really good time. I'm glad she came out. So if you're listening,
you're a pervert.
You know how I feel about it.
Gay.
Oh, no.
Gay.
That would have worked too, what I was going to say.
Yuck.
That's okay. No, it's not true.
It's too late now. Yeah.
Take it all back.
Yeah. But, we did get to watch some sweet old late 90s, early 2000s horror movies.
Yeah, we did.
That's always fun. The rewatchability factor on those is just
off the chain, baby. I realize I Still Know What You Did Last Summer way more many times than the first one.
The I Still Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's awesome.
Yeah. We were watching the first one. And I was like, I don't remember this like at all.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But I've seen that second one probably 69 times since Sunday. So
that one's super fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since Sunday.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wow.
On repeat.
Damn, B.
Yeah, dog.
That's a lot. I got to I've seen a lot of times and,
tell me about it. Stud.
I hear you.
All right. Well,
speaking of studs.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think we give it the old?
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me.
I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
What about me, Greg?
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
He fucked me.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Thanks. Thanks, Greg.
Fella, my eyes are dry as a bone, frankly.
All right, you want to light us off here?
Yeah, right. Let's do it.
I got to remember to write some shit down.
Oh, yeah, me too. First guy, bit of a wackadoo.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, yeah.
Yankovic?
Yankovic.
Yankovic. Yeah, so Mr. Weird Al Yankovic wouldn't fuck me. Not even if his real name was Queer Al Yankin' Dicks.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Still wouldn't give me a yank.
No.
Not my president.
Well endowed, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah, unfortunately. Sucks.
Oh, my God. All right.
Party man.
What do you got over there? Stinky.
I've got Sarah Gadon.
Who that?
She was gay in Letterkenny.
Oh, yeah. G-A-E, okay, yeah,
you guys.
Yeah,
G-A-E,
yeah.
You guys, all right?
Yeah, well, I'm not sitting here playing whack-a-mole, fella. It's some rough stuff up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, cool down, you guys. It's G-A-E. It's her character's name, Gay, in Letterkenny.
Yeah.
She was also in Enemy. She was in Cosmopolis.
Oh, yeah.
She was in Dracula Untold and The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which all of these are going to come into play.
And my butt.
And Gay. In my gay butt.
There it is.
Not in Gay's butt. All right, Sarah Gadon. Sarah Gadon, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if Sarah sat on my face.
Nice.
Sarah, nice.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Sarah Gadon, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was the amazing inside her man.
Okay.
And not even if I was the amazing inside her man too, which is like the first one is the amazing inside her man. And then the second one is the amazing inside her man too. So I'm inside her and her man.
Oh.
So she's got somebody already.
I thought you were saying her butt.
And then I'm inside of both of them at the same time with different, you know, appendages.
Two dicks.
Yeah, or two dicks.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, because I'll take
trick. Triple check, check. Double check, triple check. Check, triple, double check. Trip, triple, double.
Sarah Gadon, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I invited her inside my bloody back cave.
Okay.
My ass.
Nice.
And Sarah Gadon, that was a Dracula reference, you know, the invited, you know.
Let me just say you have a stalactite.
Ooh, tush. Thank you, sir. And I'll tell you what, it takes a real...
You're the party man.
Oh, goddamn.
You thought you were hitting...
It takes a real...
Fucking party man.
To...
know about butts.
Not nut after three pumps in this stalactite ass. Stalactite. All right. Sarah Gadon, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if she read it as a new sex tip in the newest issue of Cosmopolis magazine, you guys. Holy shit. He did it.
All right.
Cosmopolis.
I'll allow it.
I think that I did it.
So my turn?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, this one sucks. So let's just do it. Good old Freddie Mercury. Yeah, yeah. You know that guy.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's in a movie right now. Well, not, you know.
His voice is.
Yeah. He wouldn't fuck me. Not even if, shit, I didn't write this one out. I just wrote the pun. So here we go, just off the cuff. And Freddie Mercury wouldn't fuck me, not even if I made him bow creamy in Fap City.
Ooh.
Sure, why not?
I like that. He is coming deep inside my ass tonight.
That's all I got for that one.
I see a little silhouette of my cock. In your caboose.
Oh, yeah.
Caboose.
Yeah.
All right. You guys, we write all of these out. Yeah. We write it out even with the stutters and the kicks. So really, if you really think about it, it's mad genius.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're really good actors.
Yep. All right, last one here. Amy Jo Johnson.
Okay.
She was the Pink Power Ranger in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and I think there was probably more. I never watched past that.
My dream.
And in your dreams.
Yep.
Amy Jo Johnson, she was Susie Q in a Disney made-for-TV movie. She was in Felicity, Flashpoint, Sweetwater, Pursuit of Happiness, Bent, and The Space Between. And I did not make references to all of those, so I didn't need to read them. But Amy Jo Johnson, well, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was a Tidy Morphin Power Bottom.
Uh-huh.
The Stink Ranger.
What color's that?
You ass!
It's pink and pink and brown.
Oh, nice.
Did you need
you
something
asshole.
On this page?
No, I was just...
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I just got to find one for this next thing.
Is it on the...
I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Cute!
Amy Jo Johnson, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I didn't have such a lamey toe Johnson.
Okay.
Which my dick looks like a lame toe.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
Do you remember which video game... Was it Battletoads?
Wait, what? Was what I wrote all right, or the having a toe dick?
No, I feel bad about the toe dick.
Okay, thanks.
But I want to say it was Battletoads, or like one of the special moves was you could like kick someone and it would like make one your big toe like real fucking big, and you could just boot the shit out of
them.
I think it was Battletoads.
Sounds familiar.
Battletoads, Double Dragon. I don't know.
Battletoads Galactica?
Yeah. I'll allow it, but you know.
Hey.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
Yeah. I just remember the big ass fucking toe.
I think there was some Battletoads in Ready Player One.
Was there?
Yeah.
That was a fun. Dude, that game was so hard.
Battletoads?
So fucking hard.
Yeah.
Fun as shit, but super hard.
I liked it.
I want to see Rash and Pimple.
Check, check, check.
It's too much. Too much reverb.
Check, check. Oh! It's close.
Good. Good timing. You got it?
I don't know if I even need this, but why does it sound like there's, it sounds like it's doubled up. Check, check, check. All right. Amy Jo Johnson, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if. Oh, oozy spew. Oh, oozy spew. Oh, oozy spew. I just came in you. Oozy spew. I like the way you suck. I like the way you fuck. I like the way you suck. I like the way you fuck. Oozy spew. Oh, oozy spew. Oh, oozy spew. Oh, oozy spew. I just came in you. Oozy spew. All right, I got a little
aggressive
at the end there.
So gay.
Sorry, I peeked on you.
No, it was cool, man.
Yeah, and also, Amy Jo Johnson, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if we got married and I took her name, which would make me Mr. Mr. O'Long Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then our son's name is...
That's the best part.
Oh, it's because I had it on auto pitch is why.
Oh.
All right. Well, that's good, though, because it would have, you would have heard my actual voice if I would have done it with the other one.
Chance, you had your chance and you gobbled its balls.
I know. I fucked it all up.
Oh, that's good. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, man. All right.
Next episode, I have a singing one.
Sorry.
Next episode, I have a singing one, so I'm glad I didn't do it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Good. That matches up.
Yep.
Watch your profanity.
All right, you guys. That was our new set of ladies who are too good and too pretty to fuck us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But
you know who would fuck? Well, you probably.
Who?
This next guy from this next segment.
Oh, yeah. He probably would. That's a good point.
I guess we're friends now. We're kind
I
of
think
friends.
So.
We're working towards friendship.
He sounded like he was warming up to you next time. The last time.
Yeah, you guys, we're working towards it.
We got a... I think you already know who we're talking about if you're a listener, mm-hmm. more than just the one here. We got another call in from Mr. Clemen. And yeah, I think last time we spoke with him, he was talking about how he's getting out of the clink.
Yeah, getting out of the clink and getting into some teeth.
Yeah, getting his...
I couldn't think of anything.
Getting his dog corned.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys, we're gonna play a nice little treat here of another call from Clemen. Let's see what he's been up to since we've been gone.
Ooh, I like that.
What's up, House Sadness Podcast? It's Clemen. Sorry about that, man. I just got done taking a shit. And you know how sometimes you take one of those shits where it's just like so potent and so powerful that you're like walking funny for like the next like at least 20 minutes. I got that going on times 10 right now.
Oh,
man.
Oh, no.
I actually might be concerned that I got a hemorrhoid or something like that. But you know, I'll get to it later. I'll root around my asshole later and find out what's going on. Anyway, good to talk to you boys.
Yeah, good to have you.
So yeah, I'm gonna have to give you a few updates, fellas. I know after the last time I talked to you, you know, I was all excited. I was getting out, you know, I was getting blown. I was just generally having one of the best days of my life. So Uh-oh. Here's what happened.
Uh-oh.
I got out, you know, I got my shit. You know, Burnett picked me up from prison. You know, they let me go. All was great. You know, we had a celebration that night. We had a barbecue, you know, we lifted some shit from 7-Eleven, you know, just your average kind of like Friday night, man. So, nonetheless, what happened was we all decided sort of middle of the night when I got back that a road trip was in order. So we all hopped in, I want to say we borrowed a camper, but, you know, I don't want to sugarcoat it. We just stole it. It belongs to this dipshit neighbor of ours that lives down the road. His name is Timmy P. And Timmy P has kind of a fucked up, his right eye is kind of fucked up. What happened to him was he got pink eye when he was a kid. And then he kept getting pink eye. We went to school together. It was the weirdest thing, man. He kept getting pink eye to the point where he has the first documented case of permanent pink eye. You know, he's always got kind of the one eye. He doesn't bother covering it up. It's just all pink and crusted and shit like that. But we call Timmy P. His nickname is Squints. So, you know, anyway, the point is it's easy to kind of pull one over on the guy because he's never really paying attention. He's always kind of sitting in his living room facing the TV. And his pink eye is he's got no peripheral vision in that eye. Yeah. So when he's watching television, you know, he's facing sort of away from the window and he can't see anyone coming up. So we just lifted his camper and we decided to take a road trip. But surprise, surprise, we made it about a mile and a half before we got pulled over.
Oh, fuck.
Because I guess his little dipshit nephew was home with him and called the cops as soon as we hotwired the fucking thing and took it out of there.
Snitch.
And it was easy for the cops to find us because one of my good buddies, Cliff, he actually has a big swastika tattoo on his chest. It was actually a former swastika tattoo that he tried to get like altered. So it didn't look like a big ass swastika, but what happened was that the tattoo guy he went to, he's always fucked up and he didn't hear him right. So he got like a double swastika tattoo on his chest. So it looks like a 3D swastika. That's what happened. So when he went to get it removed, you know, the guy actually made it like stand out more. So nonetheless, my buddy Cliff, when that happened, he actually got excited and he's like, you know, man, I planned on shedding that hate, but this tattoo looks so good that I think I might hold on to my biases for like another couple years, man.
Oh, bad.
So anyway, we got pulled over. Cliff got flagged down. I was in the passenger seat. They pulled us all in. So I'm sorry to announce to you boys that I'm once again back in jail.
Oh, they got me here for grand theft auto.
Bunch of bullshit. We'll get it all sorted out. Nonetheless, that hooker bitch district attorney that I pulled one over this last time around when I got off is trying to prosecute me and Cliff and the other boys. She's coming in guns fucking blazing, man.
Ugh.
So, you know, I'm still here right now. I'm still waiting for my hearing. You know, this is my one phone call. Instead of calling a lawyer because I had that shit covered so well last time around when I was left to my own devices, that I'm just going to represent myself once again and fucking crush that shit.
Yeah, dude.
So, yeah, but nonetheless, I'm going to be held up here for a couple days. But, you know, man, it gave me some free time to catch up on the podcast that I missed from you fellas, you know, when I was in the midst.
Well, hey, I just want to say that, I mean, at least you got to fly for a bit. You know, the bird got let loose for a little while. A
whole mile and a half.
Yeah.
Freedom.
I mean, he had a barbecue and stuff, too, which was nice. I'm sure he and homegirl did some real celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if this van's a knocking, I'm definitely fucking.
Yeah, I hear
you. And I seen the bumper sticker he's got. I sent it to him.
Ooh, nice.
And, yeah, so, hey, man, congrats on that. I mean, it's baby steps, baby steps.
Yeah.
Learn from your mistakes. Check for nephews. Check for cousins when you're stealing shit from old crusties.
Yeah.
You know, old squints and squints and snitch.
Little pink eye.
Squints and little snitch.
The pink, I was trying to think of a pink panther pun.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't think of one.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, the Pink Panther, it was like detective stuff. The nephew had seen it too many times.
Yeah.
His uncle had pink eye.
Yeah.
And he was the Pink Panther.
Pink private eye.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Pink brown eye.
So, you know, getting out and getting blown and all that stuff. I'm not going to lie, man. I was a little shocked for a second. I went back over the past couple weeks and I got scared when I heard this little dick muncher named Tony the Crunch Campos or Rodriguez or whatever that Hispanic motherfucker's name is. So I like for a second, I thought that Casey had like died, like he moved on or he went to gay rehab or something like that. You know, the Pray the Gay Away camps. Wow. Because I believe like too Jacob was that insinuating that Casey needed to be deprogrammed a couple episodes back. So when I heard this little fruit fly named Tony coming over the line, man, my heart skipped a beat. I was both nervous and excited at the same time, man. But, I'm not going to lie, boys. You know, I gave it about 5 minutes, and that pile of dick smoke was even worse co-host than I could have ever fucking imagined, man. It was like the equivalent of bringing that fruity little Jew, Regis Philbin, out of retirement and just propping his ass up in a chair and listening to him try and coast with that bleach blonde bimbo, you know, Kelly Ripa or whatever her name is. It was like the equivalent of listening to that 90-year-old man just like sit there and just through an interview, you know. So nonetheless, the point is,
not a fan,
don't bring back Tony or Anthony or whatever that Dago's name is. I can't remember. Nonetheless, it was by far the worst podcast I had ever listened to was the ones with Tony. Obviously, Jacob, you did a great job. Thank you. Usual. Honey in your fucking voice consistently, man. Your voice is like a metronome, Jacob Kubon.
Ooh,
it puts me to sleep as much as it gets me hard. But nevertheless,
that's
boys,
a big compliment.
Yeah. So
sleepy bonus.
Another update too. I broke up with Brunette.
Oh no!
It happened in the camper after we stole the camper, and you know that bitch's mouth, you know, just can't help but I don't know how else to put it, but suck, man. She started going down on every dude in the trailer when I was in the bathroom.
No.
And apparently, she worked her way through 3 out of 5 of them while I was in there taking a shit.
Fast.
Granted, when I take a shit, I take my time. I tend to not go any less than about 30 to 33 minutes when I'm dropping a deuce. I just enjoy it, man. Not to get too sidetracked on the taking a dump bit, but I think we can all sort of agree that there ain't anything nicer on this planet than being able to take a really solid, really emotional, really religious kind of dump, you know? It's better than fucking confession, man. Ooh. It's like, you know, you're literally dumping your sins. You're dumping all that foulness out of you. So the point being, man, I was in there for a while, and she ended up blowing 3 out of 5 of the dudes. She was getting ready on number 4. But, you know, I asked her a million times before. I was like, please don't do that. You know how uncomfortable it makes me feel when we're at a party and I turn around and you got about 4 inches of man meat just stuffed down that jowly gullet of a mouth you have, you know. So just for my sake, let's call it a tick that I don't like. So please don't do it while I'm around.
That's really polite, actually.
But she was doing it, man. I came out, and it wasn't that she was blowing somebody. It was the fact that I asked her not to, you know. It was just the disrespect more than anything else. Yeah. So we're going to take a break. You know, Brunette is going to, you know, go her way. I'm going to go mine. And quite honestly, man, I think that she has this affinity for Casey that is just beyond retarded.
No, thank you.
I mean, she was talking nothing but Casey like the past 2 weeks, man. It was just nonstop. It was incessant. And like I said, I've grown to kind of tolerate Casey, to be able to appreciate Casey and his fucking nonsense. But, you know, nevertheless, man, she just kept talking about Casey all the time. She was printing out his Instagram photos. She put that one, his little high school photo, the one where he looks like he may have Down syndrome or something like that.
Wow, I thought
she
it looked
blew
pretty
that up to a 24 by 37 poster size and put it on her wall.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to lie, man, it was difficult making love. Well, I mean, it's difficult making love to her, A, because she's just physically fucking huge. And B, it was difficult when you're banging your girlfriend and you got a picture of Casey off to your right and his eyes are slanting down in a way where it looks like he's looking at your asshole. I mean, I kind of liked it for a second, but then it's like I said, you kind of look at Casey's face and you're like, this is kind of like having my retarded cousin watching him, you know, the one we keep locked up in the shed. Oh, shit, man. I forgot to tell him to feed that motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn. He might be dead. It's all good, man.
Oh, that's no good.
Anyway, so I just want to give you boys an update. They're kind of snapping their fingers over at me over here. So I'm going to be in here for a couple days. I'll call back soon, let y'all know how it's working out. But I just want to touch base with you boys, let you know that I'm doing all right. I'll get out of here soon, good and I'll hear. Throw any yeah. motherfucker under the bus that I have to see that happens. So you boys stay safe, stay pretty. I love you both.
Love you and, too, man.
Y'all have a good one. And I'm not going to lie, man. It's hard to get off the phone right now.
Oh, no.
The two of you sorry, are my only man. Source of light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Clem.
Yeah, I know, motherfucker. You give me the 1 minute signal. I hear you. I'm talking to my boys.
Oh.
All right, guys. I got to go. I'm getting too goddamn emotional today, but I'll talk to you boys soon. Come here, motherfucker. I want to talk to you.
Ooh, hang tough, Clement.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. Hang tough.
Yeah, man.
Don't hang yourself, though.
Yeah, just hang another poster of me.
Yeah, yeah, hang another poster of Ammonian Grisa.
Yeah.
The eyes always look like they're looking at your brown eye.
I like that.
Yeah. Mona, piece of that ass.
Yeah. Yeah, if they end up getting back together, I'll tell you this. If it comes to it and you want something better than a poster, I'll be in the room.
Oh, yeah, he'll
just
watch.
Just for you two. Just
he'll watch.
Just so you can work it out. I believe in you guys.
He likes to practice his eye contact.
Yeah.
With
assholes.
With assholes. Yeah. Eye to brown eye.
I'll suck your dick.
He won't do that, though. That's off the table.
Nope.
Penis! Two penises!
All right, man. Clement,
hell
I appreciate
yeah.
the phone call. Seriously, take it easy on yourself in there. Yeah. You represented yourself well enough once, and hopefully...
said a few days.
Yeah, hopefully...
So hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't affect his, like... any sort of parole or anything like that either, though.
Yeah.
He only got a minute, an hour and a half, mile and a half.
Mile and a half away.
He got a mile and a half away, so I don't think he probably left the state.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's probably not good to get arrested while you're on parole. I don't know if he is on parole, though.
Oh, yeah. If he was acquitted.
Probation.
Probation, yeah.
That's what I meant to say. What's parole? Yeah.
Parole is when you, I think that's when they let you out after you've served like a bunch of time.
Oh, okay. So I was right, too, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
They're different.
They're close enough.
They're different, but
they
close.
Both start with P's.
Hey.
You know what else starts with P?
Cock.
I forgot I changed the pages. And I just,
That's good, though.
I hit the only one on this side, too, pretty much. But, you know.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, you guys. Clement, Casey's back, man. So you're going to have to put up with his nonsense. He's not going to any sort of gay rehab. He already...
Too gay.
He's too gay. It's too late. He's too gay.
Yeah.
They tried rehabbing him, and he ended up turning everybody gay.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to shut the rehab down.
Yep.
They used to run him out of Blockbusters. That's why they all shut down.
Ooh.
Yeah. Casey made his own... amateur pornos, gay porno, and he made the gay porn channel that was on loop in those Blockbusters and had to shut them down.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I remember one time he sent me this video of this guy who was like asking this other guy like, oh, how big's your
dingus?
Dingus, yeah. And he was like 11. And then the guy unzipped his pants and saw it and he goes...
You ain't no damn 11.
Yeah. Sorry. It's like, well, can I sit on your face?
It's late. It's tiger.
It's too late.
Do you have a name for your penis?
My name is Woody.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Clement, hang in there, bud. Don't hang yourself. And we hope to get a call from you next week, bud. All right.
Yeah.
New country cornflakes, new country cornflakes. Oh, they won't wilt when you pour on milk. Oh, they won't bunch when they are crunched. They're double toasted, double crisp and good. General Mills makes them just the way they should. New country cornflakes, new country cornflakes. From fields of corn, so majestically waving. When you
not the most creative.
Oh my gosh.
I only got one. Ear thing going on right now. Uh-oh. The pickle juice is back.
Oh, it's doing it with everything.
Yeah, I only got one ear. Uh-oh. Oh, there we go. Now I'm good. You good?
Yeah.
Well, that was weird.
Well, what was that, though?
Pickle juice spilled on it.
I guess so.
I don't know.
It's leftover pickle juice.
Fucking pickles.
God damn it. I fucking hate that shit when it's like a fucking...
Well, that's my story.
Sorry.
And I'm
no, that's fine.
It. Yeah, that was weird.
New country corn flakes. They're made from corn.
Not very creative.
No, it's very desperate, too. Yeah. A minute of... Please buy our corn flakes, new country corn flakes. You put some water in, they stay all crunchy. New country corn flakes, they are some corn flakes. New country corn flakes, they're made some corn. Made from corn.
Corn. Yeah.
Well. Oh, that was the wrong one. I wanted a...
Oh, my bad, dog.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
I don't even have that other one up. I was hoping I had that corn thing.
That is so stinky fart.
Excuse
when
me.
Tony was on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Hey, we got a segment here we haven't done in a while called Fund Your Head. Well, I guess I think we've done it, but not the long
drawn out one.
Yeah, we haven't done it in a minute. We got a two-parter.
What,
right?
What just happened to me?
We got a two-parter.
Yeah.
A and D.
So these ones are longer here, and
D and D.
Yeah, it's the old A and W toot beer.
Ooh, I like that.
It's get out of here. It's Fund Your Head. We've got first one. Oh yeah, fuck. I gotta first one here. Fund Your Head. Come on, you guys. It's like
you know what it is.
It's like, you know, if you had to, but it's like, hey, gun to your head. What would you do? But it's like, oh, ha, this is more fun. Fund Your Head.
Yeah.
You know, because guns are fun to play with.
Sure.
Play with them,
but don't get
bruh
with them.
That was a good one. That worked
sure.
out.
Yeah, why not?
Is that a loaded baked potato? Is that gun loaded? And then it's just got it's chives and sour cream and stuff all over it.
I like that.
I tried to work that into a joke once. It's just stupid. All right, you guys. So first one here. This is the first fund your head. As if you had to fight a religious figure, who would it be and what kind of fight would it be?
Yes.
Like, would it be cage match, steel, cage match?
Steel.
Chicken coop.
Ladder match.
Ladder match.
I didn't watch wrestling that much growing up.
The most knowledge I have of it is from Ready to Rumble.
Bra and panties match.
Bra and panties match, yeah.
Should have done that.
Mud wrestling.
Yeah.
FUD wrestling.
Mexican standoff.
Hey, I think so.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Yeah, so I don't know. You want me to go first? Mine's kind of short.
Yeah, mine's really long.
Okay. Well, so instead of, you know, actually talking about the fight, I just thought it'd be fun to do like a wrestling promo for it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I did.
Okay.
So I wrote mine out as like it's like I'm being interviewed and I'm like, you know, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
ooh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's. So that's what it is, and I am wrestling, it's the goddess Durga, the Hindu goddess Durga.
Oh, okay.
In an arm wrestling match.
Oh, nice.
And so
I think we both went the
same. I'm a little upset about a bad sexual episode I had last night.
So, here we go. Pre-fight interview. Durga, Durga, Durga. Your name means the invincible. But come Black Friday, when we step in the alley behind the Hooters on Hollywood Boulevard, you're going to find out the only one who's truly invincible is me, and sometimes Mark Wahlberg. Listen to me, you 8 to 18 arm pumpkin pie haircutted freak. You've got more arms and chromosomes if you think you can step to me, Casey Pinderella Stoddard.
Oh, daddy.
But we've got to get home. We've got to get this thing over before midnight so I can get home so my dick doesn't turn into a pumpkin. You better bring some ice because you're going to be drinking Pin and Tonics all night.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're thinking. Casey, you only have two arms, and I have 8 to 18 arms depending on which mythology you want to believe. You got to pin all of them if you truly want to claim victory. And to that I say, pick a fucking number and stick with it. You should know how many. You should know the exact number of arms you have. It shouldn't be something you ballpark. But don't you worry. I've called in some reinforcements, and I've got a hand for each one of your dick beaters. That's right. I've recruited the best from the rainforest of Borneo and Sumatra. I've looked every which way but loose, and I've compiled the best ragtag bunch of orangutans this side of the Mississippi. I've called upon the group that goes by one name and one name only, Pongo Number 5.
Oh, yeah.
It would take too long to explain that pun, but just know it's like a B plus. It's pretty good. But anyways, you're probably thinking, Casey Pinderella Stoddard, that's over the top. You mentioned the movie Every Which Way But Loose and its sequel Any Which Way But Loose, which features Clint Eastwood, a former truck driver turned bare-knuckle boxer who traveled around with Clyde, his orangutan, from fight to fight. But Over the Top features Sly Stallone, a former truck driver turned arm wrestler who doesn't have orangutan, but Over the Top does in fact feature arm wrestling. And I'd say, yeah, you're right. I combined those two movies in my dumb fucking head, but they both feature truck drivers, and I thought Clint Eastwood would arm wrestle people while his orangutan watch, and I fucked up, and I'm almost done writing this, and I don't really have time to go back and scrap this and start over, but anyways, orangutans are strong as shit. So Durga, I hope you're ready for a nice tall glass of Tang. It's a kick in your ass, because me and Pongo Number 5 are about to put more pins in you than a lesbian's jean jacket. And once we're through, you'll know. Dunstan's checked in.
Oh, yes, yeah. Sir. Holy moly.
So I fucked that up pretty bad.
Did you?
I thought that movie was Clint Eastwood with an orangutan and they would arm wrestle people.
Wait, did you actually have that written down where you fucked up?
Yeah.
Okay, because you didn't realize until most of the way through?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like,
I never had seen that one. I've seen Over the Top.
Yeah, but I have not seen that. I thought that was Clint Eastwood in there. He was just arm wrestling people with a monkey.
I wish I'd watch a monkey arm wrestle people. That would be over like that.
Break his fucking arm off.
Have you ever seen videos of that shit?
Oh, where people arm wrestling?
Yeah. And all of a sudden they're fucking...
Yeah, dude.
It's usually like people doing it on a picnic table, but
Literally, the cable guy broke his nephew's arm. There's video of it. He's arm wrestling and he fucking broke his nephew's arm.
That's stupid. Like, I don't need to arm wrestle anybody.
Here's your son. They're the cable guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger, I would go to the Flea Roast Ox Market. It was like a softball tournament in a
flea market.
Excuse me. And
the Ox
weird
Roast?
Carnival. No, it was called Flea Roast Ox Market. It was funny because they mixed the two up where it was like Ox Roast Flea Market.
Yeah, there was an Ox Roast in the neighboring town to where I grew up.
Well,
DeWitt.
Irons. This was in Irons, Michigan. Yeah. They had a softball tournament, though, too, that my bio dad would play on.
We had a soccer tournament.
Oh, did you?
Mm. Football.
You dusty old queef.
But there'd be an arm wrestling tournament. And
That just sounds
one
awful.
Of my buddies. One of my bio dad's friends, I just forgot his name. Super nice guy.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, yeah. This dude's like just really nice guy, but he had all the technique down. He would win every fucking year.
Mm-hmm.
And people would do the thing where he just knew how to do it.
Yeah.
And he had this thing that he would do. And so people would be like, wait a minute. Wait, I got to readjust my arm. I got to just readjusting like crazy. And then he would still just like the way that he wrapped it, he would like pull just a little and it would fuck their wrist up a bit. And like he had the touch. It was crazy.
Wow.
It was crazy to watch. But then I was like, I'm not fucking doing that shit.
Yeah.
Break my fucking arm.
Yeah, I feel like it would just invite a bunch of drunks.
Yeah. Well, that didn't, because I think you had to be, they like checked and stuff. And it was, they did it during the day and shit. Yeah. So I don't know, there was probably drunks. There was definitely drunks. Yeah. What am I talking about?
I remember there was this bar in Chicago. It was a lesbian bar. Fuck, I forgot what it was called. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I went there four times.
Mm-hmm.
I went there twice with, Joe Stahura, and both times we were there, like multiple people tried to arm wrestle us.
Really?
Yeah, like women were trying to arm wrestle us. And like literally every time I went to that bar, someone tried to arm wrestle me, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on?
Get out of here!"
Yeah, lesbians like to arm wrestle apparently.
Hey, put you in your place.
Yeah. God damn it! What was that fucking bar?
Men.
Ugh, it was right next to an open mic. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I had something like that. I remember every time I'd go to this lesbian bar, somebody tried to bend me over the counter and fuck me in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
With a red hot poker.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rude.
Rude.
Rude if you asked me. Yeah.
Rude if you asked me.
Yeah.
If you asked me.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have asked.
What you just said.
That was on accident.
I should cut one that just says what you just said.
That's a good one.
All right, so here we go.
Yeah, let's hear what you got.
Here's what I got. I picked Shiva, also Hindu.
Oh, yeah.
Hindu.
Yeah, they have the best ones.
Yeah, really.
They're fun.
Yeah. Shiva is a supreme being, yeah. God of destruction, God of creation, God of protection, mm-hmm. destroyer of evil, God of yoga, meditation, and arts. I don't know if I picked this one, actually.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I did. Hold on. Okay, I did. Sorry, I just wrote down a lot of info. You guys get to learn something for once.
Yeah.
Shiva is the most common figure. The most common figures depict a four-armed Shiva. These multiple arms represent the four cardinal directions. Each hand either holds an object or makes a specific gesture.
Okay.
The iconographical attributes of Shiva are the serpent around his neck, the adorning crescent moon, the holy river Ganga flowing from his matted hair.
Pussy.
The third eye on his forehead, the Trishula or trident as his weapon, and the Damaru drum. He's usually worshipped in the aniconic form of Lingam. Mm. Shiva is a pan-Hindu deity, reverend widely by Hindus in India, Nepal, and Sri Lanka. Shiva is one of the chief deities of Hinduism. His name means auspicious one. Devotees of Shiva are called Saivites.
Sure.
Sorry, guys. I'm a fucking idiot. Shiva is known by many other names, including Shambhu, Benignant, Samkara, Beneficent, Pasupati, Lord of Beasts, Mahisa, Great Lord, and Mahadeva, which is Great God. Mm. Shiva is a paradoxical deity, both the destroyer and the restorer, the great ascetic and the symbol of sensuality, the benevolent herdsman of souls, and the wrathful avenger. In the most famous myth concerning Shiva, he saves humanity by holding in his throat the poison that churned up in the waters and threatened mankind. Mm. For this reason, he is often depicted with a blue neck.
Because
he's holding his breath. He's got all the...
Cum.
Poison. Yeah.
Poison.
Yeah.
Cum.
That's how I learned what poison was.
Yeah, I was trying to think of blue balls. Blue neck.
Yeah.
Good old blue neck over there.
Well, hey, it's when you... It's either one comes from holding too much cum in.
I hear that, yeah.
I hear that. All right, so I'm fighting Shiva.
Okay, let's kick her ass.
In a Mortal Kombat arena.
Oh, nice.
It's a dark cave.
Okay.
And I'm going to reenact the Johnny Cage and Goro fight.
Yeah.
Shiva.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goro.
And
Goro the Explorer.
Okay, so here we go. I think I'm going to read it off. I think we're going to trust that I wrote it in a way that makes sense. It's not always true. All right. As he celebrates his peaceful demeanor, oh, fuck me, hold on. Oh, man.
You bitch.
I fucked this whole thing up.
Oh, no.
Wait, no, I didn't. Hold on, I got it. Okay, no, yep, I expected more out of this, but I got it. All right, so like, what the fuck happened here?
Whoa, big cans on this queefer. Yeah.
I'll suck as many dicks as
All right, sorry you guys. This is all fucked up. I think the thing I wrote this on might have saved weird or some shit, but whatever. So there, that was the history of Shiva. And so just if you've seen Mortal Kombat, we're fighting. It's me, Johnny Cage, and Shiva instead of Goro, and we're fighting. And he's hitting me quite a bit because he has four arms.
Yeah.
And as he celebrates his peaceful demeanor, I do the splits and punch Shiva right in his blasticles. I run out to the cliffside balcony / perch area, hide, and wait for him to follow. Well, he dances his way outside. He's also known as Nataraja, the Lord of Dancers, which I think is also wrong because I think I wrote that when... here it is. Here's the explanation. I'm a fucking idiot. He dances his way outside, also known as Nataraja, the Lord of Dancers, which there's an interesting legend behind the conception of Shiva as Nataraja. In a dense forest in South India, there dwelt multitudes of heretical sages. Thither proceeded Shiva to confute them, accompanied by Vishnu, disguised as a beautiful woman. The sages were at first led to violent dispute amongst themselves, but their anger was soon directed against Shiva, and they endeavored to destroy him by means of incantations. A fierce tiger was created in sacrificial fires and rushed upon him. But smiling gently, he seized it, and with the nail of his little finger stripped off its skin and wrapped it about himself like a silken cloth. Undiscouraged by failure, the sages renewed their offerings and produced a monstrous serpent, which, however, Shiva seized and wreathed about his neck like a garland. Then he began to dance.
You can dance if you want to.
Yeah. You can leave your friends behind. But there rushed upon him a last monster in the shape of a malignant dwarf.
Oh.
Upon him, the god pressed the tip of his foot and broke the creature's back.
Ouch.
So that it writhed upon the ground. He did that. How come no one can defeat Chucky?
Yeah, exactly.
That's my
They're
question.
Another one.
They're making another one. Moves,
yeah.
Because everyone's just too stupid to squash his back like Shiva. The god pressed the tip of his foot and broke the creature's back so that it writhed upon the ground. And so his last foe prostrates. Shiva resumed the dance.
That wasn't actually the word. I was just...
No, I know.
Okay.
No, I know. Shiva resumed the dance, and they're in getting the name Nataraja,
yeah.
the Lord of Dancers, I believe. So he's dancing his way outside, but he isn't so lucky this time because right as he's in the middle of doing the Macarena, I leap down behind him. As he turns around, I say, "Those were $500 sunglasses, asshole." Then I rowdy roddy Piper him right in his third eye.
Nice.
And give him the old Captain Insano to his brown eye.
Yeah, he did.
He hollers out, "He poked me in the brown eye."
Yeah.
I respond with, "Captain Insano shows no mercy."
Yeah.
He clutches his third eye and falls to the ground, writhing in what looks to be pain. His mistress slash wife, Kali, doesn't take kindly to strangers fingering her boo in the poo. She emerges from the darkness to defend his honor. Now, here's some background on Kali, also Hinduism. The mistress wife of the god Shiva, who is usually rather calm and benevolent, which you've heard, usually, unless he's trying to kick my lily white ass.
He's trying to break someone's back.
Yeah.
My neck and my back.
Yeah, exactly. That was the dwarf on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
Kali is she's known for her violent outbursts and is often illustrated standing on or trampling Shiva while wearing a skirt of human arms and severed heads.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, Goddess Kali is
up skirt.
Yeah.
Hey.
Fingers
thumbs up
included.
Skirt.
Yeah, there you go. Thumbs up skirt is good. Goddess Kali is regarded as the most fierce and destructive form of Shakti. She has a dark complexion, red eyes, and has four arms.
Wow.
In one of her hands, she carries a sword, Kadaga, and in another hand, she carries the decapitated head of a demon.
Huh? What's up with everybody having more than two arms?
Hey, it's fun that way.
Fucking
I wish I had fucking more than two arms.
Yeah.
I got two arms and this fucking baby dick.
I hear you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other two hands are in the position of blessing her devotees. She also wears a garland of heads of the demons she has killed, which makes this form of the goddess even more fearful and divine.
Jeff Garland of heads?
The Jeff Garland of heads.
Oh, I'm fat.
Yeah.
Apart from all her fierce looks, you will also see that the tongue of the goddess is always out. The most important part is that the goddess is shown as stepping over the chest of Lord Shiva, who is her husband. This episode of Goddess Kali stepping over Lord Shiva has an interesting story behind it. And now I'm going to tell you a story. I know this is stories within stories, but you know what? I'm like a fucking seven layer dip.
Sure.
Layers. There's layers. It's in the name of the dip.
There's beans.
Oh.
Okay. So here it is. The story of Rock Da Beej.
Ooh.
Yeah. Rock the Beej.
Rock the Beejer.
Rock the Beej. Story of Rock the Beej. There was once a very powerful demon known as Rock the Beej.
You know, Rock the Vote.
It's Rock the Beej. Come on.
Stupid shit.
Blow or die.
Yeah, there you go.
There was once a very powerful demon known as Rock the Beej, who had acquired a boon that he could duplicate himself as soon as his drop of blood touched the earth.
Wow.
Due to this boon, the gods were unable to bring the notorious demon under control. Hence, Shakti, in the form of Goddess Durga, was summoned to kill the demon. Durga.
Oh, yeah. I fucking ripped her arms off and...
That's Kali.
Huh?
I think that's Kali.
Who's Kali?
Durga and Kali are the same.
Oh, really? Wow. What the fucking...
Yeah.
Losers.
Hence, Shakti, in the form of Goddess Durga, was summoned to kill the demon. Armed with all the weapons, the goddess charged at the demon, but as soon as she wounded him with her sword... And his blood fell on the earth. The demon kept on multiplying. Huge armies of Raktabij were formed by the puddles of blood which fell on earth. Enraged by this, the Devi took the fierce form of Kali.
Okay.
It was.
Yeah. Here come me and my monkeys.
Yeah.
Orangutans, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's fucking Stoddard and I are kicking the same ass.
Yeah.
Okay, so, fierce form of Kali. Then she went on to destroy the demon with sword in her hand. She would slay each demon and drink his blood immediately.
Wow.
Soon she finished the whole army of Raktabij, and only the real Rock the Beej was left. Then she slay him and drank all his blood till he fell down lifeless.
Okay.
So that was it. It is said that the goddess became mad with bloodlust after this incident. She started dancing the dance of destruction and forgot that she had already killed the demon. She kept on slaying the innocent after that. Seeing this, the gods became extremely worried.
Yeah.
And approached Lord Shiva for help. Only Shiva had the power to stop Kali at this stage. So Lord Shiva went and lay down amongst the corpses where the goddess was dancing. Accidentally, Kali stepped on Shiva, and soon she realized her mistake. It is then her tongue immediately came out of embarrassment, and she calmed down. She was ashamed that her bloodlust had prevented her from recognizing her own husband.
Wow.
Thus, she came back to her original form, and the destruction was stopped. Shiva lying at Kali's feet also symbolizes the supremacy of nature over man. It clearly shows that without Kali or Shakti, even a powerful force like Lord Shiva is inert. Hence, Kali is shown as stepping on Shiva's chest.
Okay.
So that was the history. Anyway, me and Kali end up having it out. But little does she know, much like Raktabij, every time my cum spills on the ground, another me pops up.
Uh-oh.
Kind of like the movie Multiplicity, but more of a demon cum hybrid version.
Sure.
Now, you may be asking yourself, Jacob, why on girth are you coming during a fight with a lady god deity? Well, here's the deal, you see. Anytime a woman or female figure touches me, I jizz a little.
Ooh.
Every time.
Wow.
So with every punch or grab or slap, she is making me hurt and squirt. And all these tall dipshits are filling up the cliffside. It's getting awfully crowded up there, like a mosh pit filled with that tall guy no one can see past at a concert. It's me. Which is another reason I hate going to concerts. Really hate knowing wherever I stand, aside from the absolute back of the crowd, at least three people are staring hatred into me, deeply penetrating me with fury. Hate fingering me with their eyes, if you will. But I digress. These lanky dickheads, which sprouted from my woody cum drops, have filled the entire cliff balcony, scooting Kali and my original self to the very edge of the cliff. At this point, she's figured out what is going on and knows that her only way out of this is to kill each one of my front doubles and chug-a-lug down their cum immediately, and then having to finish me off the same way. Side note, in the homosexual community, this act is called the Gain Mantis.
Wow.
You may remember that from Nocabulary.
Yeah?
So that was my made-up Nocabulary.
That was
man,
a good
I'll
one,
tell
man.
You.
It's
I am
on.
So
well,
good
that's
at this.
Because you have big jugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's catching on.
Yeah. Well, upon coming to the realization, go ahead. You can do it.
No, let's do this one.
Woo!
I don't know why. That's okay.
No, that's good.
That's you coming.
Well, upon coming to the realization of what she would have to endure, sucking all those dicks and swallowing so much of my own cum.
It's a lot of nut.
That's a lot of nut.
Mm-hmm.
She leapt off the cliff to her death, though she did consider it for close to half an hour, playing the moments out in her mind and mime stroking many cock. Slowly reaching her forehands down to her god privates, then realizing what she was doing, the fact that all 6,969 of us had been watching as she guzzled me's with her mind's eye. She leapt out of embarrassment. Mm-hmm. I can only assume it was embarrassment. Could have been a leap of arousal. Who knows? Maybe she comes super duper mega hard when she lands on oodles of jagged rocks. You don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know either.
Jagged edge.
Jagged little pill.
I don't know what that is, but I'll allow it.
It's Alanis Morissette's album.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah. Anyway, after that, me and all the other Cubans made a great big fuck pile and masturbated each other to death till only one of us remained. There can only be one dry hander.
Ooh, I like that.
Is what was yelled.
Yeah. You're a dry guy.
Yeah. And Shiva was still there too, jerking off in the corner like a jealous little piggy. That's it. That was all.
I like it.
That was the only thing.
Jealous little piggy.
Yep. So that was a lot.
Yeah, that was
a lot. What I did is I wrote a lot and then forgot that I didn't write the beginning.
Oh, that's okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, man. We kind of fought the same person.
I like it. I think, and we both took different takes. I think it went out pretty well.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
So that was it, you guys. So, Shiva and Shiva and Kali
/
Durga in a Mortal Kombat arena.
Yeah,
and Casey did Durga
behind a Hooters.
Behind a Hooters.
I think that Hooters is fucking closed, man.
Really?
Yeah, the one on Hollywood. I think it's closed. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Place sucks.
Millennials aren't into Hooters anymore, right?
Yep. Nope. Just
Booters.
Yeah. We talked about this last.
Booters. Yeah.
69 episodes ago. Yep.
All right, you
all
guys.
All about ass.
Well, hey, that was the first one.
Yeah. We got a quick second one.
Yeah, we got another one here. We're gonna go on to, and this one, you guys, is a bit different, but it also has to do with death, sort of.
Yeah.
It has actually everything to do with death.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, fun to your head.
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing. I was just going, yeah, death.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fun. Oh, I can't wait to die.
Yeah.
Fun to your head.
Lucky.
What or where would you have your ashes scattered or placed? Yeah. That's what or where would you have your ashes scattered or placed?
Yeah. How do you want to do this?
I don't know. What do you think?
Back and forth.
Back and forth? Oh, did you write a list of them?
Yeah, because I
didn't write a list.
I wrote some... Like, the first half is, like, the second half is, like, more elaborate, and then the first half is just kind of, like, people, like I wish, like, you could give my ashes to.
Well, you should do a couple. I only wrote one thing, and then I have a bunch of facts about some shit.
Oh, okay.
So.
I'll just read my first half, and then you can read yours, and I'll.
Yeah. Well, I thought we were just picking one thing, so I just did one.
Yeah, well, no, I just just fucking bullshit.
Good. Yeah.
So, first thing I wrote, I found this in my notebook.
Uh-huh.
I oddly enough, I put throw my ashes in the face of an Elvis impersonator.
Okay.
Yeah, that was in my notebook for some reason.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Yeah.
Blow it in his face.
Okay, this is the rest of the first half. It's had the following people queef and or fart out my ashes. Bono, Barbara Streisand, Mark McGrath, Tommy Lee Jones, Elvira, Rodney Mullen. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be neat.
You could do a fucking kickflip or something. Yeah.
Fart slide.
just pulls up.
Yeah. Screed.
Fart slide, I like that, yeah. The lead singer of Papa Roach, the lead singer of POD, and Mr. Adam Van Kuyk.
Cut my life in two pieces. Shove it up your black ass. Well, brown ass would have been better. He's not. I don't know.
He's not black at all. No one's. The D does not stand for dark in POD.
I don't know what just happened there. I'm sorry, you guys. All right.
The phrase black ass is so funny. It's so fucking funny.
I was thinking more of a dark cavern, not a full
complexion
black ass.
Yeah.
And put some stank on it.
But yeah, so that's it for me on that. And then the rest are the other half is locations.
Okay.
Yes. So take it away.
Okay.
You black asshole.
I think I might have forgotten the where. Okay. all right. So I think I would have mine scattered into the hot dog slurry and chili sauce at National Coney Island.
That's good. That's a good tribute.
Yeah, and then they could release a limited time run of Cuboni dogs.
Oh, I like that.
Or Jaconi dogs.
Okay.
Like Jacob. I think Cuboni is better.
Cuboni's, yeah.
Jaconi, like Cuboni dogs. Maybe just both.
Yeah, there you go.
It would be the second most delicious way to have me in your mouth.
Ooh.
It was me!
Oh, damn it, I was going to...
Mama!
And the first... Oh, it would be the second most delicious way to have me in your mouth. The first is cum.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's cum. The cum I was in.
Ooh.
That's the best way to have me in your mouth.
Your brothers and sisters.
But instead, I was just in my mom's pussy hole.
Gross.
Yeah, I know. Also have some scattered into Nathan's famous hot dog slurry so that the contestants would eat them during the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July. It would be such an honor to be in the mouth of Joey Chestnut, Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
And Kobayashi.
I have a ton of facts about the contest. You want to hear some?
Sure, let's hear them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Legend has it that on July 4th, 1916, four immigrants gathered at the very first Nathan's famous hot dog stand in Coney Island and made eating contest history. As the story goes, they were competing to see who was the most patriotic.
Really?
I got a flag in my ass.
Yeah.
Well, mine's deeper in.
Well, I'm fucking the Statue of Liberty right now.
Well, I ate 16 hot dogs already.
First of all, gay. Second of all, stupid.
A hush falls over the small crowd. How did they determine the winner? With a hot dog eating contest, of course, because what's more patriotic than swallowing sweet fat tubes of meat, my friend? Slog them down.
Yeah.
So that's how the famous hot dog eating contest came to be held at our original Coney Island location. I'm reading our because it's I took it from the website.
It's okay.
Yeah. Every Independence Day since the first recorded contest in 1972, you have 10 minutes to eat as many hot dogs as possible. The Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest attracts over 40,000 fans each year and is broadcast on ESPN to nearly 2 million viewers. But three-time winner for the women's bracket, Sonia the Black Widow Thomas, doesn't practice for competitions at all. She attributes her impressive eating abilities to natural talent. I think the butt was supposed to be after a different fact. I really think that this fucking stupid paper bullshit, Dropbox paper, fucked a ton of shit I wrote up. Whatever. Winners of the Nathan's Famine. Shit. Fuck. Winners of the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest have eaten a total of 1,509 Nathan's Famous Beef Franks since the first recorded contest in 1972. That's about 330 pounds of dogs.
That's a lot of dogs.
That's 1.5 me's.
That's a lot of bark.
No, it's more. It's more. It's more than
they got me. They got me. They got me. They got me. The clown got me. The clown got me.
If you laid all the hot dogs that past champs have eaten end to end, they would stretch around a baseball diamond 2.175 times.
That's it.
Take me out to the ball game. Well, the hot dogs are only like a...
Yeah, that's true.
10 inches long.
Yeah,
eight, nine regulars are like 9 inches long, probably.
Sure. Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Despite consuming mass quantities of high-calorie foods during competition season, most professional and competitive eaters are very fit. Many contestants weight train and exercise vigorously to build muscle and increase their metabolism.
Most shit like a motherfucker.
Ugh, sweating dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Most also eat healthy, low-calorie diets after competitions. Why? Because their stomachs are so stretched out, they can no longer tell when they're full. You fucking idiot. Ever wonder why the contestants of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, like 2015 winner Matt Stoney, jump around and wiggle their bodies while inhaling as many hot dogs as they can? Well, they're trying to encourage the food to slide easily down the esophagus and settle compactly in their stomachs, you big dumb shit.
Yeah.
Over the years, we've had some pretty impressive contestants, but none deserve that mustard golden badge of honor more than one Joey Chestnut, my hero.
USA.
I'm not gay. Who not only holds the record for most hot dogs eaten at a whopping 73 Franks, but also held the title of reigning champ a total of 9 times.
Damn.
8 consecutive years from 2007 to 2014, and again in 2016. if not for the 2015 upset by Matt Stoney, Chestnut would have held the title for almost a solid decade. How many dogs do you think Chestnut can eat this year? Tune in this 4th of July to find out and raise your Franks up high to the reigning champ. And I'll tell you how many he ate this year. Can you guess?
73.
74 hot dogs.
Oh, my ass.
Yep. All out of your ass.
Yeah.
And Miki Sudo, the female that won, 37.
Oh, really?
37 hot dogs.
I was going to say 60.
No, they keep them kind of low.
Well, you know what they say. No, they don't say that.
That dude is gay.
Yeah.
Sure. Wow. I have a list of everybody that's won it and how many they ate, but I don't need to go into that. Let's go all the way to the beginning. Guess how many hot dogs the first ever winner, 1972, how many he ate to win?
28.
14.
Oh, double.
Amateur hour.
Yeah.
I could do that. Guess how many the guy won this 1974?
I'm going to play it in Lorraine coughs. You ready?
Yeah. Where are we at?
I don't know. It's going to take too long. 1974, 42.
10.
Fucking. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
78.
What is this, a Tuesday?
10. Yeah. It's 10 hot dogs again.
A bunch of bitches.
Then we're bringing it up. 1979, Thomas Stash, 19 dogs.
Yeah.
1980, back down to 9. 81, 11. 82, 11. 83, 10.5. 84, 9.5. 1985, Oscar Rodriguez, 11.75. He couldn't even finish his 12th dog.
Go home.
1986, Mark Heller, Helen's stupider brother, 15 and a half hot dogs.
Hey, you can put them down though.
Yeah. 1987, 13 and a half, 10. 1989, 15 and a half. 1990, 16. 1991, 21.5. Yeah. 92, 19. Let's see. We're going to keep going. Blah, 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 blah. We finally hit a big one when fucking Kobayashi shows
there
up.
There he is. There's the boy.
Year 2000, 25.125 dogs is eaten. Still. And guess who shows up next year?
Mr.
2001, Mr. Takaru Kobayashi, 50 fucking hot dogs.
Oof.
Doubling.
Yeah.
Aside from that 0.125 bullshit, doubling the year before his record.
Damn.
He holds how many in a row? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six.
Mm-hmm.
He owns it from 2001 till 2006.
Say.
Until guess who shows up?
Mr.
Joey Chestnut.
The Nut.
Comes in with 66 hot dogs, puts a fucking parentheses next to his brown eye, 666, coming up quicks.
I will suck your fucking dick.
Joey Chestnut. The rest is jistery.
Yeah,
you guys.
He will suck those hot dogs down.
And that's what that was my answer for the fun to your head.
Damn. That's legit, man.
Yeah, put me in some hot dog and... Yeah. Curry slurry. Yeah. Just the slurry. You can put me in curry. I don't care.
Hey, man. Get you in some naan.
Yeah. In your bra.
Just sprinkle me in your bra. Honestly, if you just sprinkle me right in.
I'm going to rattle these off real quick.
All right.
Location to scatter my ashes. Wherever Eddie Murphy was when he agreed to make Norbit.
Oh, yeah.
A dumpster behind Chuck E. Cheese. Doesn't matter which one.
Mm. That's where he did it.
Ooh, okay.
So that's a double, whammy.
Yeah. The pool area of a hotel with a note that reads, "The hot tub is too hot." Dress me in a clown suit and cremate me and put my ashes in a fake peanut brittle can with some coiled snakes. Mix some of my ashes into the chalk that gymnasts use. See if Nick Cage will take some.
Just ask, hey, do you want some of this guy's ashes?
Go to...
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Go to the movie theater seat where Pee Wee Herman was caught jerking off.
Mm.
Put my ashes into a coffee and make Todd Phillips drink it while he's rereading the script for Due Date. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
It was one time too many.
Oh, yeah, I agree. So, yeah. So
I think that's great, man. I was going to ask, how hard do you think it would be? Do you think they would dust the butt cheeks and pussy cheeks, pussy lips, in order to queef or fart them.
I don't know.
You know, like dust them in the way that you see the people in Jackass would dust their... Because it'd be hard to have just powder in your ass.
Yeah.
You'd still be able to fart, though.
I think you got to take a straw and just blow it up there. Bike tire pump. Yeah, I don't know. That's good question.
Didn't people used to shoot cocaine up their ass like that?
Yeah, people still do. Yeah, they shoot straw. Yeah, just. I don't know why.
And not anymore. They don't. Not in California.
Yeah, need some snooters.
The turtles
and my
got rid of that.
Oh yeah, the turtle. Yeah, can't use straws anymore.
Well, the turtles got rid of it too.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, anal straws.
Mm-hmm.
Poop. You guys, stop shoving straws up your ass.
Yeah,
they're for drinking.
Yeah,
not for stinking.
Exactly.
Okay.
Crazy.
I'll call back Lincoln. Do some thinking.
And some.
And we'll do some, you know, drinking. We'll have a couple of, you know, the old drink. And then he'll come out railing and he'll tell you. Kiss my
ass. Boom.
Yeah.
We did it.
Then he'll free all the rest of the slaves.
Yes.
I hope. I fucking hope so. Well, that was it, you guys. Fun to your head. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
To the long and drawn out bullshit of me.
How about I knock you around a little bit?
And yeah, that's it.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we're going to take
fucking
a quick commercial break with Cracker Barrel.
At a prestigious cheese competition in New York, Cracker Barrel Cheddar wins a gold medal. It's 17th. And since nothing succeeds like success, introducing Cracker Barrel Havarti, Vermont Cheddar, Munster, and Baby Swiss. Each made with the same care as our award-winning cheese. So when will they win you over? Cracker Barrel from Kraft. Judged to be the best.
Cracker. Gerald.
Ooh, I like that.
What else? What rhymes with barrel? Carol.
Merrill.
Merrill. Nice.
That's a name.
Terrell. It's really just adding L to tear.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, me
you
too.
You know what they say.
What should I do?
All right, you guys, we're at that.
Ah, I was trying to get the other one.
We're at that point of the episode.
Here we go.
You know it. And we blew it.
It's time to name that episode.
It was an accident.
Yeah,
it was. It was an accident.
Yeah. Well,
I dropped the screw in the tuna.
Slim pickings this time around.
I cannot like fucking hear that part.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do mine.
Okay.
Mine. I wrote down one that a thing I wrote, which always feels dumb.
Yeah.
It's but okay. There can only be one dry hander.
I like that one. That's good.
So I guess I could even do that into a dry hander poster or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would do, and it seems like it'd be a lot of work. So
Highlander
hope you got.
Movie poster.
I've had better.
Yeah,
ooh.
Hope you got better.
Nope.
Okay.
I got A&W Toot beer.
Ooh, I like that.
Blesticles.
Okay.
Which I was thinking you could just do like, like the fucking what's the stupid the namaste thing, but make them look like nuts or something.
Little namaste symbols. Thing.
The little fucking star looking thingy.
I don't know.
Namaste?
I don't know. The matter. Star of David?
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm not sure. I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
I'll look for it.
I'll see if I can.
Or
find
those like those Chinese medicine balls or relaxation balls.
Sure,
is that what they're called? You know those metal ones that you put in your hand and you.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That or Jeff Garland of Heads, and thumbs up skirt. So yeah.
Okay.
I like the dry hander.
Okay. I like toot beer.
Coexist. That's what I was trying to think of.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
That coexist fucking okay. thing, yeah.
I like toot beer, dry hander, and blesticles.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick from one of those three. And guess what, you guys? You can...
I see no finger paintings you bring home, and they suck!
Fuck!
Yeah.
It's going to suck, like, the finger paintings anyway, so why do you care?
Yeah.
I don't...
Where my pie?
That's all I'm caring about. That's all I give a shit about. That's all I'm ever worried about. You guys, I'm so sorry for everything.
Me
I'm
too.
A big dumb idiot with a big. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt. And my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, it's okay. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and thanks so much for listening. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban, JACOBALNKUBON. Can you smell what this cock is?
Can you smell that my dad is leaving?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make any
sense. Yeah, go to moistjunk.com. Check out some new stuff. It's Christmas time is coming, you guys. I might have some sales for Black Friday. I don't think I will.
Aw.
I don't know. I don't make enough money off this shit as it is. No, I'm just kidding. I'm rolling in it, y'all.
Yeah.
There's...
cha-ching.
Yeah. I'm rolling in it. Can't you tell?
Yeah. Because
I eat fucking hot dogs. I would do that if I was rich anyways.
Yeah, I like hot dogs.
I'll eat hot dogs and I'll pay someone to lipo it out of my ass after you fist it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running out of... My brain is fucking up. Yeah, go to HowSadness.com and do some shit. There's shit on there. Call us up at the on the shit line at... fuck.
Something tip pulp.
1-8 tick tick boom. You heard that song before?
Here comes the boom. Yeah. Ready or not. If you here comes the boys from the south.
If you got any pulp on your tits and you'd like to get it off, give us a call at 1-760-848-7857. Again, that is 1-760-848-7857. Yes. That's all I got, I think.
Yeah.
That's about it. I think that's it. I think that's all. That'll be all.
Yeah, rate and review us.
Do that.
Buy some stuff.
That'd be neat.
Moist junk.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. Write me a letter, you fucking dick faces.
Hey, you've heard him say it once.
Yeah.
Don't make him say it again. I'm gay.
His mates are going down the club. He don't say nothing, but he wants to join him. He only wants to have some fun. He rushes out to change his clothes. He said they pick him up about 8:30, but no one comes, so he don't go. 'Cause he's much too skinny and he's much too short, and his mates never listen when he tries to talk. When he smiles at the girls, they always walk away. Hey, 7 stone, 4 pounds, spotty face, weakling, you ain't going out tonight. You'll never go out with your mates when they're bullying, 'cause you give the girls a variety. Just ain't right, right. They used to take him down a pub, and they'd be drinking like there's no tomorrow. One said he'd be on the floor. They pick him up and dust him down. They'd say it's time for him to buy the next round. He'd shake his head and run out the door. 'Cause his mate's too skinny and his mate's too short, and his mates never listen when he tries to talk. When he smiles at the girls, they always walk away. Hey, 7 stone, 4 pounds, spotty face, weakling, you ain't going out tonight. You'll never go out with your mates when they're drinking, 'cause you are much too tight. Just ain't right, right. All right. They even took him to a dance and introduced him to the local talent. But he went all red and shied away. Now he's all ready to go out. He wears a suit that looks like silk pajamas, but no one comes. Oh, what a shame. 'Cause he's much too skinny and he's much too short, and his mates never listen when he tries to talk. When he smiles at the girls, they always walk away. Never go out with your mates when they're pulling, 'cause you give the girls a break.